It's before After the Fact, and you can listen to the After the Fact conversation that we will have after the fact of this before After the Fact. If that's not confusing, what is? Patreon.com/OhHiJustin is where you can listen to that conversation. And we just had a conversation about Minus the Bear. And one of the things that brought John to the table with Minus the Bear is our friend Josh, who, if you were to put a gun to my head and say, what bands does Josh listen to? Is Minus the Bear one of them? I would go, no. Like, that easily. I wouldn't be scared at all. Like, no. I mean, I'd be dead because I'd be wrong. But that's how you were introduced to them. So it got me wondering, did Josh or any other friends turn you on to a band?
I mean, there have been numerous throughout my lifespan and everything else like that, but specifically like Minus the Bear. Now, I can't confirm or deny that Josh had listened to any other albums other than Highly Refined Pirates. You know, I do remember them, and I think this is correct and could be way off, but back when the Fantasy was open, was one of those places where we would, you know, we'd go and he found that Fantasy album at the time. Yeah. And same thing with like Taking Back Sunday. It was like, you know, that those albums showed up at the right time in my life when I needed something like that. And man, they just stuck with me ever since. So it's 16 years later and I'm still listening to the same bands.
Word up. I mean, you know, sometimes you just find them that way, especially when it's your friend, which makes me wonder, have you ever been just shocked to find out a friend likes a band so much so that they turned you onto them? And I don't know, I'm explaining this completely wrong, but you know what I mean, right, Ryan?
Yeah, I know what you're getting at. I guess who I would say is, I have a buddy, his name is Jake. He probably listens to the shit you'd hear on popular radio nowadays, hip hop, all that kind of stuff. But he liked this band, and it's actually a band that toured with Minus the Bear, called Me Without You. It's all one word. And in particular, this album called Catch for Us the Foxes. And it actually is probably my favorite album by them. But they're kind of more in like, they're kind of in the indie rock vein, but they're more of a post-hardcore band. Coming from this dude who doesn't even listen to bands like that, I was like blown away that this was something that he listened to and something he enjoyed.
It's funny that John brought up Josh earlier. So he turned me on to Shellac, which Shellac of North America makes a lot more sense than Minus the Bear for Josh. But he actually, so I can't remember the name of the act, or because I'm pretty sure he doesn't just go by Mike Judge, but Mike Judge has like a country record. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I never necessarily got into it, but Josh turned me on to that. And here's one for the record books, ladies and gentlemen. Josh Hickey turned me on to Linkin Park.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. When Linkin Park first burst onto the scene, before they really, really blew up, Josh had the cassette. And he's like, you should listen to this. And he was 100% right. That Hybrid Theory is still a great record.
It is, yeah. People trash Linkin Park, and I don't know who those people are, but they're hypothetical people that I just made up for this conversation. But, I mean, you can't kick them for what they... I mean, they've done so much for music.
I think you're talking about me.
Now, Hybrid...
I can respect them, but it's not really my thing.
So, Hybrid Theory, the thing is, like, when it came out, it just... half of the record made radio. Mm-hmm. So, like, I got tired of it fast.
Yeah.
But at least once a year, I go back and listen to Hybrid Theory. It's a solid rock effort. And, I can appreciate what they did at that time. And the problem is, then they released that album twice more. Like,
yeah.
Once with Jay-Z, and then they did a remix one, and it's just like, okay, great.
Cool. I think that's what it was for me. It was just oversaturation.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, again, I get that. Another band which makes a lot more sense, you know what, I'm gonna save that. You're gonna have to listen to After the Fact on the patreon.com/ohhijustin. It's only $1 a month, and I'd greatly appreciate having you aboard. Or you can listen to Deprogram, specifically the Minus the Bear episode, which comes out on Thursdays on all podcast platforms. You can download, rate, comment, review. We would very much appreciate that. And there is no goodbye here.